just one letter, but I think I'm going to ask what people can expect at the Dragon's Village.
Okay. Well, actually, the Dragon's Trilogy is a very moving piece about two young French-Canadian women, and you follow their life. But if their lifelines will bring you through the different Chinatowns of Canada, their faith kind of makes you over a 75-year span, you follow their lives and their faiths, but it puts you in touch with the relationship of Canada and the Chinese communities, and how that also has evolved, how we went from having in the 30s a very secluded, ghettoized Chinatown, and how that idea has evolved, and how today, for example, in Vancouver, it's pretty much an Asian town now. It's 60% of the population in Vancouver is Asian, and Hong Kong took over when Hong Kong was given back to China in 1987. In 85, loads of very rich Hong Kong people moved to Vancouver and took over the city. And all that. So it's an interesting kind of. It looks like a very very melodramatic story about two young French Canadian women, but it's actually is a much more profound, and there's a lot of connections with how we deal today with themes like racism and reconciliation between East and West.